Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
A lot of schools have altered their plans today. We have the entire list. KDKRadio.com. Pittsburgh Public is in, but eight of those schools are on what they call synchronous instruction. North Allegheny closed. They're on flexible instruction. Some two-hour delays. And again, we have the entire list at KDKRadio.com. In the midst of the cleanup and anticipation of more thunderstorms today, we'll be tracking when you get your power back if you haven't yet. And there's quite a list. And 5 to 7 days is the takeaway that a lot of people heard at the press conference yesterday, which included John Hildebrand, the second vice president of operations with Duquesne Light. Hopefully it'll be sooner than later for you. Meanwhile, I wanted to check in with Michael Godwin, who is the chief investment officer for Gasso Financial Advisors, kind of get a read on where we are economically right now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. I'm curious. We just kind of sit back and hold our breath collectively, and people are very concerned about their retirement funds and stock market. So give us a picture of where we sit today.
Oh boy, where to begin, Larry? It's been a rocky first 4 months of the year for sure. It's pretty remarkable, I think, that given all the volatility we've seen so far, the U.S. S&P 500, it's only down around between 4 and 5%. So we've seen a lot of ups and downs this year. I think there is a lot more volatility ahead, though. I think we're going to see, Larry, a number of trade deals in the not-so-distant future, particularly, I think, probably with India and maybe with Korea soon. I mean, China is the big wild card in this whole mix, Larry, in terms of what can get done on a trade deal with China sometime in 2025. But make no mistake about it, you know, we're only down about 4 or 5% this year. Confidence has been really hit pretty hard from a CEO confidence standpoint level and consumers as well. So with a lot of uncertainty in the air, that doesn't really bode well, I don't think, for consumers and particularly maybe stocks down the run.
And China obviously is a huge component because are they our largest trade partner?
They are our largest trade partner, yes. I mean, tons of goods and services or goods come through China. What some businesses do, though, Larry, businesses are very smart. We don't give them enough credit for how they can navigate the uncertainties of trade dynamics. What they're likely to do in some instances is just bypass the tariffs on China and ship goods maybe from China to Vietnam and then Vietnam to the U.S. or ship goods from China to Mexico and then Mexico into the U.S. to sort of bypass some of the tariffs that are implemented there. So I think there's some workarounds there, but nevertheless, it is a cost to businesses in its current form, obviously, that we're seeing right now.
Michael, the GDP report came out yesterday, and it showed first quarter GDP was basically almost nothing. It was like 0.3%. And the analysts that I heard said it was all due to the fact that there was a rush on imports. There was a big uptake. And so there's, on the other side of that, there's going to be the reverse effect at some point. Explain how that works and how you see that playing out.
That is correct. If you actually looked at underneath the hood on the GDP numbers, it wasn't all that bad. Consumers are still spending quite a bit. Job hirings were pretty good in Q1. And you're right, we saw a huge uptick in inventory buildup in Q1 just to try to get ahead of the Liberation Day tariff and whenever that was going to happen. What we're going to see going forward, I think, is you're going to see a weaker, certainly, Q2 GDP number. Some of that inventory has to be drawn down, so you're not going to be spending more to buy more goods. And so I think you're going to see a bit more of a weak number in GDP growth in Q2, and maybe even in the Q3 if this trade stuff doesn't get worked out at some point pretty soon.
We're with Michael Godwin, who is the Chief Investment Officer with Fragasso Financial Advisors. If you're dealing with a lot of retirees, we have a lot of listeners who are in that category. What's the collective wisdom right now?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, one I've always said, it's incredibly, incredibly difficult to make portfolio decisions based on geopolitical events. You have no idea as an investor what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, when deals are going to get ironed out, and what those are going to look like. So it's really hard to make tactical moves there. I do firmly, firmly believe that most retirees still have the ability to have a longer term view for the most point. And if you don't, your portfolio should be allocated in a way that is not heavily tied to the stock market. Maybe you're 50% of your portfolio is in stocks and 50% in bonds or other types of investments, gold, commodities, private real estate, et cetera. So making sure you have the right allocation for your portfolio so you're able to withstand these volatile moments is paramount to ensuring that you have a safe and secure financial retirement.
Michael, as long as we're on the topic, how are bonds and other investments that are not stocks performing right now compared with stocks that are so volatile?
Yeah, the benchmark for bonds is called the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Index. That's up about just under 2% on the year. So some safe haven investments are doing okay, and they're doing their job of being able to counteract the negative movements you're seeing in the stock market. At Fragasso, we invest in stocks, bonds, and we have a whole host of other sort of alternative ways or vehicles that can generate returns and income, such as private credit, private real estate, et cetera, that have been doing very, very well. So you bring up a good point, Larry, in that it is incredibly important to make sure you have within your portfolio investments that operate in a co-varying degree with one another. Some stuff goes up, some stuff goes down, and that way you have a very, very well-balanced, well-diversified portfolio that does pretty well in environments that, like we're seeing today.
Michael Godwin, Chief Investment Officer for Fragasso Financial Advisors. Appreciate the time this morning, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.